Hi everyone, today the topic on April 25th, 2021 is to own real estate or invest in REITs. You be the judge. Stocks bounced back on Friday following a pair of strong US economic reports and as investors reassessed the concerns from the news the previous day that the Biden administration would seek a big boost to capital gains taxes for the rich. The S&P advanced, led by financial and tech shares, while the tech-heavy Nasdaq jumped and the Dow Jones lagged. Home building stocks were a tower of strength as data showed that the U.S. new home sales rebounded sharply in March to the highest level since 2006, and a measure of output at U.S. manufacturers and service providers reached a record high in April. For the week, S&P, Dow, and Nasdaq all closed with small losses. Spike in new home sales brings a topic that many investors have struggled with. Should one own real estate privately, or are they better off investing in real estate stocks? Let's look to Warren Buffett, the man who unquestionably has figured out how to invest wisely, never owned real estate as a part of his portfolio, simply because in his own words from his famous annual shareholder meeting, quote, "If you are an active investor, you're more likely to find better deals in the stock market, including REITs, than in private real estate," unquote. While there are those who will swear by the investments in real estate, the fact is that mispricings are more frequent in the stock market because most investors are short-term oriented and quick to panic when they see their stock decline in value. And then there's the thorny subject of maintenance in owning real estate. A lot of investors make the mistake of assuming that real estate is a passive investment when in reality it can be management intensive. You're dealing with the three dreaded T's, tenants, toilets, and trash. With real estate investments, we believe the investors get the best of both worlds. Invest in real estate, but not have to worry about the three T's. And REITs are a liquid investment versus owning homes or apartments. Still, if one prefers to be a landlord versus a REIT owner, we wish them well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next week.